Chapter 4. The Giant Peach. Soon, everybody in the south of England was talking about the giant peach. The next day, lots of people came up the hill to see it. Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker quickly began selling tickets. No one could see their giant peach for free. "Come in, come in," Aunt Spiker shouted. "It's only £1 to see the peach." "Babies only pay 50p," shouted Aunt Sponge. "Don't push, don't push. You're all going to see it." By lunchtime, the garden was full of excited men, women and children. But James could only watch them from his bedroom window because his aunts did not want him there. "Oh, please," James cried. "I never meet other children, and there are lots of them in the garden to play with. I can help with the tickets."
"Shut up," Aunt Sponge shouted. "Your Aunt Spiker and I are going to be rich. We don't want any trouble from you."
In the evening, when everyone went home, the aunts shouted to James,
"Go outside and tidy the garden, you horrible thing."
"Please, can I have something to eat?" he asked. "I'm very hungry."
"No,"
they shouted, and they pushed him outside.
"We can't make you food. We are counting our money."
"But it's dark," cried James.
"Get out there now,"
they shouted, and they closed the door loudly. James stood in the garden. He was afraid. The night was all around him now, and the white moon was high in the sky. It was very quiet, and nothing moved. James looked down the garden with large, frightened eyes. He could see the peach, and in the moonlight, it looked like a giant ball on the grass. It was wonderful. Suddenly, James felt excited.
"Something even stranger is going to happen to me soon," he thought.
He looked around him. He could feel magic in the garden. He was sure of it. James Henry Trotter started to walk to the giant peach. He put out his hand and touched it. It felt soft and warm, and it had little hairs all over it. He moved closer and put his face against it. Then he saw something. Close to the ground, there was a large hole in the side of the peach. James sat in front of the hole, and he put his head inside. Then he crawled in, and he kept crawling.
"This isn't a hole," he thought excitedly. "It's a tunnel."
The tunnel was dark and wet, and there was a strong, sweet smell. Peach juice fell around James, and he opened his mouth to drink it. It was wonderful. Every few seconds, he stopped and ate some peach from the walls. He was crawling up now to the center of the huge fruit. Then he hit something with the top of his head. In front of him, there was a hard wall. He touched it with his fingers. It felt like wood.
"What is this?" thought James. "I know. It's the stone in the middle of the peach."
He saw a small door in the stone, and he pushed it open. He crawled through it, and he heard a voice say,
"Look, he's here!"